Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little irritating, well, not irritating, maybe to you guys, I don't know. I'm just really in a just emotional mood, I guess, because one, you know, the whole thing of yesterday, dropping my son off at school in his apartment, and just now a new sense of worry. Is he going to get a job to pay the rent, and how is he going to deal with school and strangers and, you know, stuff like that. So then today at work, it is extremely, extremely busy for me. And basically, you know, I drive, and I drive the residents to their appointments, and I started work at 7:30. When I left last week and I canceled the social event yesterday, there was only maybe four people on the roster for today, and now there's 10. And starting at 7:30, and then there was five people to drop off at 8:30, two people to drop off at 9:30. And it sounds all peachy until you realize that I have to drive from one town to another town to drop off at the doctor's office, and then basically hit a highway to come back into town and drop off at the cancer center. And then some of the residents, well, one of them, she, you know, I know where I'm going most of the time. And if I don't, you know, you refresh my memory and then I'll remember. But they're so spoiled now that they just say the name of the street. Let's say Roxbury. Now, Roxbury, I know some of the residents, they go, the doctors that they go to. There's the cardiologist, there's the orthopedic center, there is the laser treatment center, there's a regular internal medicine, there's a dialysis unit there. So it's a big road, it's a long road, because it's right next to the hospital, one of the hospitals, so it's got a lot of, you know, doctor's buildings, treatment centers. And so they just, when they go in and make their trips, they don't schedule them with me. They schedule them with the office girls if they don't reach me. And they'll just say, Roxbury, where the fuck are you going on Roxbury? You go to, you know, there's, you know, 10 different places you could possibly go. Where are you going? Tell me. Give me the address and the doctor's name. I'm just tired of them saying, well, Roxbury or East State or, you know, Rockford Memorial. Okay, that's a hospital. Are you going to the clinic? You going to the medical arts building? You going, where are you going? Tell me. And then this one, I'll call him Bob. Ooh, big bump. I'll call him Bob. He is the most annoying resident in the building. He wears the same clothes every day. And it's 90 degrees out, and he has this bright red coat. And he sweats so much that you can see the sweat line on the collar of his coat. And then he wears a red hat, same clothes, white undershirt, jeans. Too big for him. They're tight, you know, pulled tight with a belt. And he is just annoying. And he is very verbal with, you know, people. And insulting, loud. He's not funny by any means. But him and I don't get along. I wonder why. And he'll say something about, well, you dropped me off at the wrong place. No, you gave the wrong address. Well, I'm not supposed to go here. You took me all the way out here. Ugh. Phone. Hello? Oh, okay. All right, thanks. Bye. So, the lady that's in another town, she's ready. Woo, isn't this fun? So, I've got one I'm headed to pick up. The other one is halfway in the middle of town. The other one's in another town. So, this is going to be fun. But this Bob, he's really annoying. And then he'll say, well, I'm not stupid. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Or he'll say stuff like, well, I know that. You don't have to tell me that. I'm a grown man. Well, then why did you ask that stupid question? And then I do things to annoy him. Okay, my 5 minutes are up. I'm done ranting.